USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least 10 people are dead and over 150 are missing as authorities try to find out how a Florida condo collapsed near Miami Beach. Florida Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz saying a team of investigators is looking into it as search and rescue operations continue.
They're in a preliminary investigation right now to determine whether or not they open a full investigation. I'm not an expert, but I would expect that it is natural that they would decide to do that.
The White House is walking back President Biden's veto threat on bipartisan infrastructure legislation. Press Secretary Jen Psaki reiterating a veto threat was not the president's intended message. Democrats aim to pass a scaled-down bipartisan infrastructure bill in tandem with a larger budget reconciliation bill that would include Biden's more partisan priorities. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline is up 2 cents to $3.15 a gallon, but a number of other factors will mean additional increases as of the 1st of July. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens explains.
Oil industry analyst Trilby Lumberg tells us about the factors for any additional increases.
Some states are hiking their fuel taxes starting July 1. So there's a few reasons that we might see a few more pennies at the pump sometime soon. The biggest one to affect the average will be California. That's upwards towards one penny. But then there's another couple of pennies in certain fees. So there's a number of states where costs are going up in various forms, mainly fuel taxes, but also wage and other business cost hikes.
The House of Representatives in session this week, they're set to vote on a five-year, $715 billion surface transportation bill. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergenauer with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
For the second time in the 5 months since he was inaugurated, President Joe Biden ordered a U.S. bombing raid on Syria. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, Dan Araki has the details.
The United States carried out airstrikes Sunday evening near the Iraq-Syria border on Iranian-backed militias. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said in a statement that the strikes were ordered by President Biden in retaliation for a number of unmanned aerial vehicle attacks on American personnel and facilities in Iraq, calling them a matter of self-defense. It's the second time in his 5 months in office that Biden has ordered an attack on targets in Syria, the last coming in February in response to a rocket attack on American forces. The Pentagon says there have been a handful of UAV attacks and dozens of rocket attacks on U.S. forces in the area, prompting the latest round of airstrikes.
New York City voters headed to the polls last week to choose their candidates for the mayoral race later this year. Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams currently holds the lead in the Democratic primary, while Curtis Sliwa won the Republican nomination. New York Republican Congresswoman Nicole Meliotakis praises the parties and voters for taking a stand against violent crime at the ballot box on Fox Business.
Both parties on Tuesday's primary night to elect a new mayor to follow Mayor de Blasio, they both selected the candidate who positioned themselves as the law and order candidate.
Exit polls showing crime was a major concern for most voters. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.